It's the time of year when the region traditionally emerges to shake off the cold of the winter months and enjoy the gradually warming days and nights. This year, however, something seems to have gone awry. Temperatures have plummeted, bringing a wintry chill, not to mention rain, hail, and even snow. Forecasters warn there is no reprieve in sight, with the big chill expected to last well into the bank holiday weekend. The Met Office said conditions were being caused by a cold northerly front pushed down from the Arctic.
The boss of Castle Mall has urged shoppers to support the centre's post office amid proposals for it to be relocated to a nearby WH Smith branch. A public consultation is taking place, and Amanda Phillips said she hoped the public would back the branch and help ensure it remained in the Mall after 20 years of great service. She added, "We understand that this is part of a national move by the post office to relocate up to 61 of its stores into WH Smith branches. But we hope that our shoppers will take part in the consultation before June the 1st and ask for the post office to stay in Castle Mall. We hope that this is what the post office then decides to do. Under plans to relocate the Castle Mall branch, staff at the existing branch would move to the new site in St Stephen's and would continue to be employed by the post office, offering the same services as before." Roger Gale, General Manager of the Post Office Crown Network, said, "Our collaboration with WH Smith helps secure the long-term viability of services for local customers. We're making sure we take the right course of action to sustain services for years to come. If it goes ahead, the branch would move in August."
A historic city building that has become home to Norwich University of the Arts architecture course has won a special award. Boardman House in Princes Street has been awarded a 2016 Regional RIBA, that's Reba East, award from the Royal Institute of British Architects. The NUA building, which opened in 2015, was originally built as a Sunday school in 1879 and designed by Norwich architect Edward Boardman. Reba judges said Hudson Architects had transformed the building, which had also won the Heritage Award at the Norfolk Constructing Excellence Awards, into an impressive new education facility. The judges said the architect has thoughtfully placed the various activities throughout the building according to their environmental needs. The lower ground floor is occupied by the Faculty of Media, where the black box accommodation is housed, and the upper well-lit floors are reserved for the design studios. Professor John Last, the Vice-Chancellor of NUA, said, "We are very proud that our inspirational buildings are achieving such impressive accolades. Boardman House in particular has been a real triumph, as it features architectural elements from the original design by architect Boardman, combined with contemporary updates to provide a stimulating environment for NUA students."
Patients have once more unwillingly found themselves at the centre of the most bitter dispute in the history of the NHS. 62 operations and 909 appointments have been cancelled at the NNN after the majority of junior doctors covering all areas of medicine began the first of two strike days. The industrial action is being carried out over a row between the British Medical Association, the BMA, and the government, which is imposing a new contract on doctors. Dr. Colette Thompson, who has been a junior doctor for 9 years at the NNN, said, "Taking the same volume of doctors covering planned services across 5 days and spreading them over seven will mean less doctors per day covering more work." But Mr. Hunt has accused the BMA of trying to blackmail the government with strike action. "I don't think any union has the right to blackmail the government, to force the government to abandon a manifesto promise that the British people have voted on," he said.
An Eton man is proof that identical twins share a special, unbreakable bond. Wayne Howe lost his brother, Vinny, to lung cancer in 2008, when the pair were just 36. In a bid to honour his brother's memory and to come to terms with the loss of a man who was always there to talk to, as he said, he decided to take part in a sponsored head shave, raising around £700 for Macmillan Nurses and the Big C cancer charities. The brave site manager at Coleman Junior School even let some of the pupils get their hands on the clippers. Stepping outside with his new bald look, the first thing on Mr. Howe's agenda was to buy a woolly hat. He said, "I can't believe how cold it is."
Staff at Coleman's factory braved the cold weather to go on strike over a pay dispute. Union representatives say more than 70 employees from the Unilever-owned Carrow Works site in Brackendale have taken industrial action. It comes after the company rejected a claim by GMB and Unite members for an increase in pay in line with the average pay settlement for manufacturing groups across the UK in 2015, 2.4%. Staff picketed outside the site from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, with the overall strike expected to last 24 hours. Ivan Mercer, GMB regional officer, said, "We did not rush into strike action, and we are taking it very reluctantly, but we've been left with no option by Unilever. Our members don't want to be outside the gate." Industrial action follows a recently published report by Unilever Chief Executive Officer Paul Polman, showing the company achieved underlying sales growth of 4.7% and 8.3% in emerging markets in the first quarter of 2016. Further compounding the dispute, the quarterly dividend for shareholders was raised by 6%, with Mr. Coleman being awarded a pay increase of 24%. Standing in the picket line was 49-year-old Andy Lee, who has worked in the factory for the last 26 years. He said, "We just want to share in the success of the businesses. Not a lot, but just so that we can maintain a living. People can't afford to lose a day's wages, but they're prepared to." A Unilever spokesman said, "We're disappointed that the trade unions at our Norwich factory have decided not to ballot our employees on our improved pay offer, and instead move straight to industrial action. We're confident that our offer delivers a package of pay and benefits that is both competitive and appropriate, and we remain open to further discussions."
And our second feature is written by Courtney Pochin, who looks at memories of Norwich in the 90s. And here's Sarah to tell us all about it.